Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about a time in the Bible when weeping was not enough. I'll explain what I mean when I read to you from Judges chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, where we read, "So it was, when the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voices and wept. Then they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there to the Lord." The days of the judges stand as one of the strangest and most obscure periods of Israel's history. For 400 years after the days of Joshua, the nation of Israel made little progress. Instead, they were trapped in an ongoing cycle. They cycled down through sin, correction, and bondage. At the bottom, Israel turned to God and began the cycle up with prayer, repentance, and a God-appointed leader known as a judge, a deliverance, and then blessing again. After a while, they were drawn back into complacency and sin by the blessing and prosperity, and then the whole cycle began again. In Judges chapter 2, we find Israel at the low point of the cycle, and they begin to move in the right direction. And we see this in the words, "The people lifted up their voices and wept." The response of the people, with all its emotion, was very hopeful. With all the weeping and wailing, there was reason to believe that God's word had really struck them, and they were on their way to a wonderful revival of God's work in their midst. But it was not the case, not here in Judges chapter 2. After the start in the right direction, Israel seems to have made an abrupt stop. The weeping was sincere, but it didn't go further than wet hankies and blurry eyes. In contrast, real repentance shows itself in action, not necessarily in weeping. We can be sorry about the consequences of our sin without being sorry about the sin itself. For all their weeping at Bochim, Israel didn't seem to change their conduct, and this cycle repeated throughout the book of Judges. That cycle set in motion in these early chapters. This shows us an important principle. Someone may weep and outwardly show repentance without ever inwardly repenting. This is why the Lord challenges us in Joel chapter 2, verse 13, "So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness." It is wonderful indeed to see people truly weeping over their sin, and Christians should never discourage that. However, to quote Charles Spurgeon, "The tear is the natural drop of moisture and soon evaporates. The better thing is the inward torrent of grief within the soul, which leaves the indelible mark within. One grain of faith is better than a gallon of tears. A drop of genuine repentance is more precious than a torrent of weeping." Again, that was Charles Spurgeon. Now, at the same time, we should say that Israel did what they should do. We read, "They sacrificed there to the Lord." In this, they did the right thing. Any awareness of sin should drive us to God's appointed sacrifice. Now, in their day, the day of Judges chapter 2, it meant sin offerings of bulls and rams. In our day, it means remembering God's sacrifice for us on the cross at Calvary, in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And this is an important reminder. Our repentance must be real and sincere, yet even the best repentance does not earn God's forgiveness. Forgiveness is always granted on the basis of sacrifice. Ultimately, the sacrifice Jesus made for us and all his people at the cross. So we're left with two important principles. First, we do all we can to make our repentance genuine, and we never hold back tears that may come. Second, we do not trust in our repentance, as great and sincere as it might be. We trust in the finished work of Jesus on our behalf. Bochim can be a good place for all of us. May we come with true repentance and focus on Jesus' work at the cross, and may we come to him like that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.